Yeah, please take your seats this morning. Great to see you all. I love First Fruit Sunday. Anybody else with me? I love it. This is awesome, and it's just a really strange dynamic that it's like I'm preaching to nobody. You know, you've got you lot over there and you lot over there, and I kind of wonder which are the loudest, really. Okay, so after three, you're going to give me your best, all right? You lot can be quiet for a minute. After three, you've got to give me your loudest. One, two, three. What do you reckon? You reckon you can beat that? After three, one, two, three. You know, I'm right in the middle on this one, but I kind of think that side nailed it. But guys, we can have a group hug if you feel upset or offended about that. Awesome. Well, we're speaking about go again. Everyone say go again. And I'm going to read you the story of, because we're going to, this morning we are going to simulate. Everyone say simulate. Let's have some lights on, guys, can we? Normal lights for when I'm doing the talk. Can't see anybody's faces. Thank you. So we're going to speak about go again, and we're going to simulate the whole idea of us crossing the river. You know, I'm so glad that we've come to this point, and thanks to the guys that have sorted this out, and it's absolute massive budget this morning to get this done. And we're going to simulate the whole idea of us crossing the river. You know, it doesn't matter what's at the side of us, it's how we see what we're doing. That we can step out in faith this morning. I don't know if you're faithful. I just feel full of faith this morning. And like with me, with my family, I want you to join me later on as we kind of simulate walking across the river that God allowed us to cross this river to our inheritance. And the whole idea of picking a pebble up, which I'll tell you about in a moment. And why there are a load of stones all over. Are we trying to create Stonehenge on the stage this morning? All of that kind of stuff. But let me read to you from Joshua chapter 3. We've been reading, of course, right through the Old Testament books of this story, and we've made it to Joshua chapter 3. And verse 14 says this. So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan. The day finally arrived. And you know, guys, there is a time where we can speak about going again week in, week out, and we can encourage us to our yes, we can encourage to go back, to go forward, but there comes a day where we have just got to go again. And we've come to this day in Scripture, and so they came out the camp, and the priests, so hear this, verse 14, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. And it was the harvest season, and the Jordan River was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark, by the way, for those of you who don't know, the Ark of the Covenant was the visible representation of God's presence back then. Those who were carrying the ark touched the water's edge. Here's what happened. The water above that point began backing up a great distance away in a town called Adam. I bet they had a shock in Adam that day, which is near Zarethan. And the water below that point flowed into the Dead Sea. So the river stopped where it was, and the stuff in front just flowed into the sea until the riverbed was dry. Everyone say it was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed. As the people passed by, they waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Just a couple of more verses in chapter 4. Verse 4 says this. So Joshua called the 12 men that he had chosen one from each of the tribes of Israel. He told them, go into the middle of the Jordan in front of the ark of the Lord your God. Each of you must pick up a stone. Everyone say a stone. Each one of you must, thank you, must pick up a stone and carry it on your shoulder. 12 stones in all, one for each of the tribes of Israel. We will use these stones to build a memorial, and in the future your children will ask, what do these stones mean? So there comes a time where we just have to go. Everyone say go again. Four observations very quickly this morning that I want to bring to you in the few minutes that I have. And here's the first observation on the passage that we've read today. And it's this. The leaders went ahead of the people. The leaders, everyone say the leaders. The leaders went ahead of the people. Let me tell you something about leaders, of which there are many here today. Leaders of this church community. Leaders of many ministries and activities of this church community. Leaders in the community are in this room. Leaders in the business world are here. Leaders in the NHS are here. Leaders, I believe, in the council are here. Are you getting the idea? Leaders of families are here today. Mothers and fathers of leaders of their homes. Leaders. But let me tell you something about leaders. When it comes to leaders, they show the way forward. Leaders always go first. Everyone say first. Talk about first fruits. Well, you know what? In the first fruits, the leaders always go first. And I want us to understand, as leaders today, we show a way forward and we go first. First in our giving. First in our leading. First in our serving. First in our encouragement to others. First, leaders always go first. First, can somebody catch that little lad there? I don't know who he belongs to. Somebody catch him quick and take him back before the... there you go. What a guy. Leaders always go first. The second observation, everyone say number two. The second observation is this. The people were instructed to step into the uncertain. When I think about this river that we have in front of us today... When we think about the time, this is a dry riverbed, but the water would have been raging. It was the season where the water was raging. And the instruction to the people was, step into the water. I want you to go out there. I want you to go again, and I want you to step into... In other words, I want you to step into uncertainty. Can you imagine the priests carrying the ark and the leaders going forward, and they get to the raging river's edge, and of course they're all leaders, so they're going first. And can you imagine being the first person right at the front of the children of Israel? And you kind of get to it and you say, you look at the river and you thought, wow, thought I was a leader. Does anybody else want to go first? Can you imagine what that looked like? But someone had to go in, and it was very uncertain. Why? Because they didn't know what would happen when they stepped foot in. It wasn't just a little trickle of water. This was a raging river that they had to step into. And the thought that I had in relation to us and our go again is the fact that the very first step is often a step into the unknown. This is why it's faith. Everyone say faith. This is exactly why it's faith. And over the years and many, many years ago when we went for our first time, and it wasn't our go again, it was almost under a new leadership, it was let's go. You know, we knew our promise. We knew what God had said. We knew that he had his hand on us, but we didn't know what that would look like. We almost stepped into the unknown. I believe God has brought us to that place again. God is ready to take us somewhere. We know our promise. We know that God's with us, but there is a certain amount of the unknown. Don't be fearful of the unknown. We often fear the unknown. I need to know exactly. God, give me a schedule. Give me a way that we're going. Very often, God just says, turn right now. But God, where's it leading? Well, you don't know, but trust me. And that's what faith is all about. And I want us to see as we, as a church community, step out. And as we step, we may step into a little bit of uncertainty. But let me tell you, in our history, God has never let us down. That when we have stepped out in faith, God has done some incredible things. The third observation that I want to bring to you through this scripture is the fact that the step will trigger an act of God. It will. The step will trigger an act of God. What happened is when they were leading with the presence of God and the ark, one person actually stepped into the water. And as their foot touched the water, God triggered something. He triggered a miracle. And water was building up on one side. It literally stopped and was building up. And on the other side, the water was gone. And they were left with a riverbed that had never been exposed. Imagine what they saw when the river started to dry up. But there came a time where God triggered something. And my thought to us this morning is this. The supernatural always follows our forward steps. God, do a miracle for me and I'll believe in you. God, create something. Do this. Answer my prayer and I will go again. You know, it never works that way. God says, you step out and I will trigger some things in your life. And for all of us, as we bring our first fruits offering, our first and our best to God, there may be some things that you're believing God for. Do you know what I believe? We need to step into that water with courage and confidence that God is on our case. That the things that we are believing for, that God has got our back. That God is fighting for us. I don't think we need to go forward with any sense of fear. No matter how good you feel, no matter how good your life is at this time, or whether you're struggling, I believe we should step in confidence because it's under the instruction of God. Go again. I believe that God will meet us at that point. You see, I believe this. God stepped in when they stepped out. God will step into your situation when you step out and go again. And the fourth observation is in chapter 4, verse 8. And it says this, something like this. They collected river stones. Now all this is coming to some kind of clarity. They collected river stones for a lasting memorial. They collected river stones for a lasting memorial. And so I've left one of these stones down here. You can imagine, right? What would have happened is, I'm so glad that this isn't a raging river right now, but it's kind of dry ground, so you can see the riverbed. And what I think is awesome is that God said to the children of Israel, he picked 12 people, one from each tribe. And he said, what I want you to do is, as you walk through, I want you to pick one of the stones up from the riverbed. Now, can you imagine that they'd not been touched only by water for so long? It's probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. And yet they needed to pick a stone up. And so I can imagine someone coming along. And actually, this was one of the actual stones that they picked up on that day. Now, you can see because of all the green stuff that's growing on it that it's actually correct. And they walked through and they picked 12 of these stones up. And it said this, I want you to put them on your shoulder. Oh, dear. And so they put the stone on their shoulder and they'd walked across the river. The whole idea of having this box of pebbles here at the end that you're taking home with you is so that you can remember what I'm going to say right now. Now, I've got to get up here with the stone on my... Oh, there you go. Thank you. Oh, dear, and he's washing. And what they did, when they came out of the water, The Bible says that they collected all the 12 stones of which they are here. And when they camped for the night after they crossed the river in a place called Gilgal, they created like a memorial. I don't know if it looked anything like that, but basically it was 12 stones that were taken from the riverbed. And my thought with this is that when we go, everyone say go again. That when we go again, we create a lasting legacy. I want you to understand that we create something when we go again. And as you pick up that pebble this morning, I want you to take that as a memorial of this day when we decided, God, you've got our yes, and we are going again. And we might not know everything that looks like, but I want to tell you, God's with us. Just like he was with the children of Israel on that day, and he triggered something, God is going to trigger something as we step out in faith together as a community. What I like about these 12 stones, a couple of things just as I finish off. What I love is, so this created a moment, it created a memory, but there was more to it than just that moment. You know, every time the Israelites saw those stones, it would kind of do two things, really. The first thing was the fact that they would remember what God did because of the stones. This is the day that God parted the waters so that we could go into our inheritance, and this is the memorial that shows us such a thing. Can you remember, or can you imagine for us as a church community, when one day you pick that pebble up, wherever you put that in your home, and you think this, do you know what? I was there on that day. I was there on that day where together we walked through that river to the other side. When we crossed to a new era, when we crossed not only into a new decade, but a new dispensation in God, a new era in God. I was there. You can say, do you know what? I carried one of those stones with my lad. Wow. I carried one of those stones with my boy. Or my daughters came with me and we carried one of the stones and we placed it as a memorial. And today we thank you, God, for all that you did for us, then on that day and beyond. And the other thing that would count that I see is not only it would be a memorial to us and our kids, but in fact for every future generation that would walk past that memorial and they would see those stones and they would stop and think, I wonder what that is. And someone would explain the story to them of what God did. And hopefully it would not only inspire them, it would not only encourage them, but it would take them forward to go again in their lives as well. And I want you to understand we're not just building for today. This is not just for us. This is for us and our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. This is for the people out in the community who don't even know that God has got his stamp on their life right now. And they come in and they see something of that memorial, and they too can have faith to go again with us.